This week is National Protect Your Identity Week, and New York officials gathered at City Hall today to talk about the dangers of identity theft and how to prevent it. One of the tools in the fight against crime is a new state-of-the-art cyber crimes lab to be set up in Manhattan. WBAI's Linda Perry was at City Hall and files this report.
In the city which never sleeps, thieves are busy figuring out ways to defraud the public, especially those who use public computers or public wireless connections. They prey on those who unwittingly exchange personal information and who use ATM machines without confirming that a false plate hasn't been placed over the number pad. Or so says Manhattan's Assistant District Attorney David Zuchman. The DA's office deals with 200 to 300 new cases of identity theft in a month. Zuchman says they see cases that cross the spectrum of cyber fraud and identity theft.
They range from a counterfeit check being drawn off of a victim's account that's presented at a bank, and there are dozens and dozens of those per month that we see, and that's part of a larger ring, because the person who is presenting that check at the bank had someone that drove them to the bank. Someone had made the counterfeit check, so there generally is a larger ring that is behind. And what we do at the DA's office is we mine those 200 to 300 cases per month, and we look for patterns, and we look for larger cases because we want to root out the bigger problem, not just go after the small person who's being sent in.
They see the same pattern with forged credit cards when a large data breach occurs.
Those numbers are then being sold on the internet through web portals. They could be sold by a person sitting in Manhattan, in Brooklyn, in Queens, in the Bronx, anywhere. They're investing a couple $1,000s in a plant, which we would call, that all they have to do is take those numbers, put it onto a forged credit card, and go shopping in generally in Manhattan, which is what we see. There's a lot of people using forged credit cards in Manhattan. And again, the same prospect exists of a larger ring that's behind the person going in to do the shopping and bringing that out and then sending it to a fence. So we've had lots of large cases ranging from, 2 years ago, we did a huge Apple fraud case that showed forged credit cards being used to buy Apple products. Large case. We've had insiders is a big part of what we see, where you have an insider at either a financial institution, a nonprofit, a business that is stealing people's information and selling it to groups. Those 200 to 300 are really very, very diverse, and we mine those so we can figure out the bigger crime-fighting issue here.
But what about those ATMs? How can thieves gain access to the accounts?
What happens a lot in ATM scams is that you have a faceplate. So when I say faceplate, I mean literally there is a device put right over the spot where you insert your ATM card. Most people would not even see the difference. It's very well done, very smooth. When you insert your card into that new faceplate that's put over, there is literally a computer chip that's in that faceplate that will record your credit card or ATM card number. That is then transmitted out to where your criminals are. And then those numbers are then put onto forged credit cards or used on the internet.
And this occurs in ATMs everywhere, drugstores, food stores, banks. Councilman Dan Gorodnick is chair of the City Council's Consumer Affairs Committee. He says listeners are familiar with many types of fraud.
The Nigerian prince who just needs that small infusion of cash to get himself out of trouble or get himself to a particular destination, maybe even to New York, is one we've been seeing for years. Or people who are posing as a grandchild and asking a grandparent to send them money quickly. We are seeing all sorts of, if you can envision the scam, we are seeing it and they evolve. Thieves are very creative. And they find ways to morph into an opportunity to attack New York's most vulnerable. That's why the biggest point of all of this is to use your head, use common sense. Don't willingly give out your information. My general policy for myself is I almost never give out my information unless I've initiated the communication. That's my standard.
Phil Goldfeder is a member of the Assembly's Aging Committee. He says fraud affects many members of his community, which often targets seniors.
Being from Southern Queens, Howard Beach and the Rockaways, we have the largest and fastest growing senior population. That's fantastic, but they're the most vulnerable. So it's really about two things. Number one is education, and number two is vigilance.
And today it was announced that the Manhattan DA's office received $4.2 million from the city to update their cybercrime lab. The assistant DA Suchman says if they are processing over 1,000 phones that they retrieve a year, then they need to turn that data around for their prosecutors.
We came up with a plan to modernize our lab, to make sure we have the best and most up-to-date equipment to deal with what the criminals are using, to make sure we're not a step behind, and came to the speaker with that plan, and the council generously funded that plan. So this is going to be a modern, fully equipped lab that's going to deal with all the latest pieces of technology.
Councilmember Robert Jackson says criminals exist in every facet of our society, and due to an increase in technology, the rate of cybercrimes have also seen an upgrade. A new cybercrime lab will address this reality by ensuring that this city has the best technological tools to keep pace with the criminals. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.